VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Syrian opposition sources said Russian jets bombed rebel-held northwestern Syria Sunday in the most extensive strike since a Turkish-Russian deal halted major fighting with a ceasefire nearly 6 months ago. Witnesses said the warplane struck the western outskirts of Idlib city and that there was heavy artillery shelling in the mountainous regions in southern Idlib from nearby Syrian army outposts. There were no immediate reports of casualties. There has been no wide-scale aerial bombing since a March agreement ended a Russian-backed bombing campaign that left nowhere to go for over a million people in the region, which borders Turkey, after months of fighting. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the Security Council Saturday he cannot take any action on a U.S. declaration that all U.N. sanctions on Iran had been reimposed because, quote, there would appear to be uncertainty on the issue, end quote. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said last month that he triggered a 30-day process at the Council leading to the return of U.N. sanctions on Iran Saturday evening. That would also stop a conventional arms embargo on Tehran from expiring October 18th. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson says he hopes the international community will support Iran against the U.S. government's actions.
As it has been shown up until now, the international community and all countries in the world to stand against these reckless actions by the regime in the White House and speak in one voice to stop these actions by the regime in the White House.
Via remote from Washington, this is VOA News. A U.S. judge early Sunday blocked